Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Thanks for being here. Good to see you. Hope you're in good health and secure. Thank you for your practice and your support. You guys liking and subscribing. New subscribers, welcome. Those who've been with me for a while here, our Sangha is steadily keeps growing. It's great to see. It's great to see that we're solidifying and spreading propagation of Nichiren's doctrine of Shakyamuni's teaching of the Lotus Sutra, yeah? And we're reading about the Daimoku, right? We've been, last couple of videos, talking about the Gosho, the Daimoku of the Lotus Sutra, and we talked about Myo, and now we're talking about Kyo, and we're about to transition from Kyo. And so let's get right into it, okay? Thus, in the Medicine King chapter of the Lotus Sutra, the Buddha addresses Bodhisattva Constellation King Flower, saying that just as the ocean is foremost among all the rivers and streams and other bodies of water, just as Mount Sumeru was foremost among all the mountains, and just as the moon is foremost among the heavenly bodies, so too the Lotus Sutra is among all of the sutras. The water analogy comes up again. The great teacher Miao Lo says in his commentary that the Lotus Sutra is, quote, foremost among all the sutras preached in the past, now being preached, or to be preached in the future. It's interesting, he quotes Miao Lo as saying this, right? Because this is right out of the immeasurable meanings, the introduction to the Lotus Sutra. It may actually be in the early chapters of the Lotus Sutra as well, in a different way. But Nichiren, there's a clue in his scholarship, isn't it? He doesn't keep hammering on the same, although sometimes, depends on the writings in the Goshos, he sometimes will hammer on the same, right? If there's such, what is it, that one that he constantly refers to about Shakyamuni during the Buddha, during Shakyamuni's lifetime, there's so much anger and vitriol against him. How much more would it be later in the latter day of the law? That one he repeats quite a lot. That's from Shakyamuni directly. But I think it's interesting that he points out other Bodhisattva scholarship, not just, I'm Nichiren, I know everything about Shakyamuni. He respects all of the scholarship, right? Before him, to him. I think that's an important point. Within this single character, Kyo, as we've been discussing, are contained all the sutras in the worlds throughout the 10 directions. Another way of reading that is that Buddhahood is Buddhahood. You have your path to your insights to gain access through the Gohonzon, the door that we all have to Buddhaness, which isn't individuated, isn't local, but we experience it samsarically, locally. But it is a universal truth. You see? So in that way, Kyo symbolizes that very truth, that dharma, that experience. That all of the teachings, Buddhist and non-Buddhist, exist to forge our path toward Buddhaness. Ultimately, all in service to that goal, whether we're ignorant of it or not, which is one of the reasons I say the whole world is the Sangha. It's just that a lot of it, the world, a lot of the sentient minds in the world are unaware or are being completely fooled and distracted and compounding their unawareness. But that's a statement of their karmic freight train, isn't it? You know, difficult as that is, we somehow have to be such an influence to this truth that even those who are, right, think about the doctor with the three sons and they're all sick, and the one son is so sick, he doesn't even see the medicine as medicine. He sees it as a poison. That's exactly what Shakyamuni was talking about. There are people going through life today praying to crazy fantasies, desperately trying to find meaning in their lives. How sad is it that they're so manipulated, distracted, and putting so much energy into their own self-deception? How do you reach somebody like that? I would argue not with words, because the words are already being manipulated into everything you don't want to be saying. Your words may sound perfect to you, but they don't sound that way to those who are in delusional states, like the son who won't take the father's medicine. It's poison. You're trying to kill me. Why would I try to kill you? Listen to reason. No, he can't. Father's very clever. He says, okay, well, I'm out of here, and I'm going to send back word that I'm dead. And maybe, hopefully, that will jar this child loose. I don't even know if that would work today. That's even sadder, yeah? But one thing we can rely upon, that story, that doctor could not, was not just his authority as a doctor didn't have any effect. But our authority with the good medicine, with the right teaching, with the truth bolstering our life energy, our freight train of influence, without words, we can represent. Now be careful here. We can represent truth, enlightenment, compassion, joy. Now to some people that are very deluded, they might see you coming down the street and scream in terror and run away. You can't run after them. Buddhism is self-motivated. It can't be forced. As lamentable as that condition may be, all you can do is continue to influence. Right? It is like the wish-granting jewel that contains within it all manner of treasures, or the vastness of space that encompasses all phenomena. And there it is. It's a translation, but this is a translation of Nichiren's thoughts and words, yeah? So yeah, when I'm talking about the experience of the universe, it's not just Sifu Sylvain being hyperbolic and crazy or unique. Isn't that what Nichiren just said? This teaching that encompasses all enlightenment, all avenues of insights. It's like the vastness of space that encompasses all phenomena. Well, what is that? The vastness of space that encompasses all phenomena. Our atmosphere? This room? Of course not. It's the entirety of the universe. I'm not making this up. And because this single character, Kyo, of Myoho Renge Kyo, is the supreme achievement of the Buddha's lifetime of teaching, the other four characters, Myoho Renge, likewise surpass all the other 80,000 doctrines that the Buddha taught. So that says a bunch right there. Remember again, Myoho Renge Kyo is the very title of the teaching of the Lotus Sutra. And by saying that Kyo encompasses the entirety of reality and our experience of it, certainly the teaching of the Dharma, that experience of it, then so too the other characters of the title, of the teaching, Myoho Renge and Kyo, all hold the same position. Makes sense? Coming now to the character Myo, other end of the title. The Lotus Sutra says, quote, "This sutra opens the gate of expedient means and shows the form of true reality," end quote. How many analogies have we drawn from that? Remember the analogy of the Gohonzon in mind, that's a door or a gate in this case? When you start to crack that gate open and peer into this entire universe of truth, of all phenomena. Myo. The great teacher Chang'an states, quote, "Myo means to reveal the depths of the secret storehouse," end quote. Secret storehouse. What does that mean? It means the Buddhahood, the enlightenment that's already extant in the universe, in us, in every single phenomena, the aspect of formations becoming form is something to be perceived, to be witnessed, and only the sentient mind can do that. It's happening in everything. And so if you have confusions, I know when I first heard about sentient and insentient objects becoming enlightened, that was dissonant in my brain. I thought, what? But if you understand it from this perspective, that all phenomena is the result of something. It's the result of amalgamations of energy instantiating. All phenomena starts out as potential, non-phenomenal, namuna, right? And then through some act of formation, some action put to energy, some instantiation, and then further amalgamations of instantiation, on and on and on. Everything contains within it that action, that perceivable action. Doesn't mean that it is perceived. There's no outside the sentient mind, other mind, other present. No. The sentient mind is something that happens in samsara. Simple. This entire complex apparatus, as complex as it is, was predecessor to this emergent property that is the mind, that can see it, witness it, perceive it. That's the tremendous, precious moment-to-moment existence that we experience here as humans with sentient minds. And with our sentient minds, we can see that this process is happening everywhere in the universe all the time. Time being something of a construct. This is just energy manifesting. And so this process that we witness is a process that's always, since the beginning of time, the universe is happening and will continue to happening. It doesn't have a name. We give our experience of it, our witnessing of it, a name, Buddha. Hence, the character myo means to open. Open what? Our witnessing, our mind of Buddha. If there is a storehouse full of treasures but no key, then it cannot be opened. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just not witnessed. If there are life forms being created at the bottom of the ocean right now, and there's no mind with its attendant other consciousnesses, vision, aural, so on and so forth, to witness it, is it not happening? And if it cannot be opened, then the treasures inside cannot be seen. I would reverse that analogy. That sounds like Buddhahood is something inside that needs to be discovered. The truth is, the key lets us out. Remember the warehouse, the database that I talk about all the time? Our constructed, identified reality? We keep building this igloo of self. We crack that Gohonzon gateway open. Oh, look outside. It's amazing. The Buddha preached the Flower Garland Sutra, the Avatamsaka, the first, but he did not therein expound the key to open this sutra. See, this was the problem with the first teaching, is a lengthy sutra, very colorful. I mean, if you really want to get lost in imagery, read the Avatamsaka Sutra, or the Kigon in Japanese, or the Flower Garland, whatever. Thomas Cleary did a wonderful job on that translation. Others have, but I think his is amazing. Wow, you just can get lost in the verbiage. But you can tell, not far into it, you could tell this guy is talking about an experience that with my life experience, I can't seem to access that. What? That sounds amazing. But how do I do it? How did you get there? What you're saying sounds amazing, I think, but I don't have the life experience to understand what you're talking about. That's why Shakyamuni didn't teach that sutra, that sermon, for very long, matter of weeks. And he backed off. I'm sure he reflected on himself. Oops. I spent 12 years hardcore searching for this truth. I need to allow people their own efforts to lead them through these stages of realization before dropping this bomb. They'll see it for themselves. That's what needs to happen. I need to teach them so they can get to this realization for themselves. Aha. And this is the history of Buddhism, yeah? Likewise, in the more than 40 years that followed, he preached the sutras of the Agama, the correct and equal, and wisdom periods, as well as the meditation sutra, but he did not reveal their meaning. Well, their meaning, still, all preparatory teachings to prepare the minds of his students for self-realization. Their doors remained closed, and therefore no one could understand these sutras. They were just following the program in the hopes that it would lead to this thing Shakyamuni kept talking about. But didn't really know, none of us really know until we do it, right? Even though people thought they understood, like the early teachings, the Agama Sutras, those people got really full of themselves, thought, we know how to do this. We don't need you anymore, Shaq. We'll do it by ourselves. Yeah, we got this. Not quite. They got a lot, but their understanding was in fact distorted by ego, the very thing, that last hurdle, yeah? But then the Buddha preached the Lotus Sutra and in this way opened the storehouses of the sutras. Now all of the previous sutras, I get it now, right? It's like when you learn the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you learn how to blah, 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 or whatever language, sorry, I'm English-centric, but whatever language it is that you had to learn as a small child, we all learned its pieces long before we learned how, and then we learned how to make words with the stuff. Ooh, wow, look, it's a recipe. We can put these together and we can make sounds and, hey, I know that's an apple. Oh, you know, I can spell the word apple. I use these letters, right? And we start to get it. Now we think we know. I know language, right? And then we take English lit classes or creative writing classes. Oh, crap, grammar, sentence structure. Hey, here's something. Have a point. Language becomes, just because we know alphabet and words and how to spell doesn't mean we know diddly about how to use language. And for the first time in the more than 40 years, all the people of the nine worlds were able to view the treasures that lay within. With the Lotus Sutra, suddenly there was this method for self-realization where all of this accumulated capability, capacity for learning, teaching oneself, because ultimately we teach ourselves, we can show ourselves, teach ourselves, experience for ourselves Buddhahood. It's no longer something we're shooting for. Something in a vault, something in another place. No, we ourselves can instantiate it. What? Yeah. To give an analogy, even though there are people and animals, plants and trees on the earth, without the light of the sun or moon, even those with good eyes cannot make out their shapes and colors. It is when the sun or moon rises that one can discern for the first time what these things really look like. The sutras that preceded the Lotus Sutra were shrouded in the darkness of a long night. Right? Oh, this feels like that. Oh, is that you? Are you? What? You have stuff on your head. It's hair? Yeah, I don't have much of that. What? Turn on the light. Oh, that's what's going on. It's like the sutras, right? The sutras that preceded the Lotus Sutra were shrouded in darkness a long night, and the essential and theoretical teachings of the Lotus Sutra were like the sun and moon. Among the bodhisattvas, with their two good eyes, the cross-eyed people of the two vehicles, what an analogy that is. Speaking of learning and realization, the Hinayana, right, the Achantika, the Sravakas, the Pratyekabuddhas, and the definition of the word arhat, it's interpreted differently depending on the translator. But I'm telling you, an arhat is the pinnacle of Hinayana. Because it still maintains, no matter how much of an achievement it is to attain the arhatship, it's still contained within the one life, the ego. That is the last vestige of attachment that needs to be broken down. That all that enlightenment is a perfect warehouse. It's not outside the warehouse. It's not full, complete enlightenment. It's hard to have that discussion with people that don't want to hear it, of course. So the cross-eyed people will include really the three vehicles, but okay, of the two vehicles, fine. Ordinary people with their blind eyes, or Ichantikas, there's that third, who have been blind since birth, there are none who could make out the true color or shape of things by means of the earlier sutras. Emphatic end of sentence there. I make no mistake, the Agama, the correct and equal, even the wisdom sutras are included in that statement. But when the Lotus Sutra was preached and the moon of the theoretical teaching came forth, the first half of the Lotus, first the Bodhisattvas with their two good eyes gained enlightenment. Bodhisattvas. The Arhats walked away, remember, in the early part of the Lotus Sutra? Oh, we've got this. We don't need to hear any more of your stories, Shak. We're out of here. Shakyamuni didn't lift a finger. Okay, later. And then the cross-eyed people of the two vehicles, learning and realization, Sravakas and Pratyekabuddhas, they didn't walk away. It was the Arhats who walked away. Ego. Sravakas, Pratyekabuddhas, they stayed in the sermon in the Lotus Sutra. So they get credit for that. Next, the blind eyes of ordinary people were opened. What's going on? People who are just ignorant of the whole matter. And then even Ichantikas, even them, who had been blind from birth, were able to establish a relationship with the Lotus Sutra that assured that their eyes would one day open. All this was due entirely to the virtue of the single character, Myo. Crack that door open. There are two Myo, or wonderful and difficult to understand principles, expounded in the Lotus Sutra. One in the first 14 chapters, which constitutes the theoretical teaching, and one in the latter 14 chapters, which constitute the essential teaching. From another point of view, there are 20 wonderful and difficult to understand principles, 10 in the theoretical teaching and 10 in the essential teaching. Or there are 60 wonderful and difficult to understand principles, 30 in the theoretical and 30 in the essential. From yet another point of view, 40 wonderful and difficult to understand principles may be discerned in each half of the Lotus Sutra. By adding these to the 40 wonderful and difficult to understand principles concerning the observation of the mind, the witnessing, the experience of living, the single character Myo will be found to contain fully 120 Myo, or wonderful and difficult to understand principles. And I think, before we dive into Myo, which is going to take us, fascinating character. I mean, I've never read anything more specifically dissecting of each character of the Daimoku, have you? That's why I put this little tome together, this little book together. Because to hear these words from Nichiren, especially not just from one writing, but from all these different, right, letters to women, letters to the Sangha, letters to teachers, letters to Tendai priests who'd been converted to Lotus Sutra Buddhism. We get this super colorful, contextual understanding of how much more is going on when we simply chant Namo Myoho Renge Kyo than a simple recitation of alphabet or characters. It's so much more the depth of profundity of meaning behind our effort. If we could capture all that profundity and manifest it with each and every daimoku, that kind of ichinet, that kind of single-minded will to instantiate, to fling open that door, that Gohanzon gate, and embrace the entirety of the experience of all phenomena. Certainly, from our tiny little perspective, we can have that vision, that experience. Right? This is what I wish for you. This is what I hope that you will manifest as you chant, sitting in front of your butsudan, focused on your mandala. Fling open that Gohanzon mind and experience fully Buddhahood, yeah? Thanks again for being here. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Helps expand our sangha, our influence. It's part of our bodhisattva effort, yeah? In the meantime, take care of your health. Be kind to yourself. Keep your practice strong. Everything comes from that. And I'll see you in the next one. With deep appreciation. Bye for now.